best of each counselor's knowledge that only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Title 2.2, Chapter 37, and Subsection 15.2-2907 of the Code of Virginia, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed session was convened, or heard, discussed, or considered in the session.
Okay, roll call, Ms. Buck.
Aye.
Ms. Thornton.
Aye.
Ms. Watts.
Aye.
And Ms. Reed.
Aye.
Okay, back into public. So the final, tonight, are we on the record now, Ms. Is that Ms. Carter has the full support of the town staff and confidence of the town staff and town council. We are anticipating her return to full duties and to be able to fulfill all of her job responsibilities and our assignment. On September 28th. Anything else? Ms. Carter, we are happy you are back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate so much the support of the council and the staff and all of the citizens of the town. I have been prayed for and loved through this crazy situation that I have been in.
Mr. Payne, we will thank you at a later date, but we discussed that. You kind of roached it to me. We will thank you at a later date, but I would like to put it out now that you were a godsend to this town and to this council. That your knowledge was paramount during this time with Ms. Carter being away, and we couldn't have asked for a better situation. We've actually been approached and wanted to know, how did we get that coup? So we feel good that we got a coup. So that was one, yes. The mayor of Lynchburg asked the same question. So I would like to thank you again. And like I said, when this time comes to a close, we will formally thank you once again. So with all that being said, I will entertain a motion for us to adjourn.
Make a motion
to
adjourn.
I have a motion from Ms. Carter. May I have a second, please? Second from Mr. Bunch. Roll call. Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
Ms. Carlton.
Aye.
And Mr. Bunch.